the first robin of winter? When the solstice arrived in northern Europe this week, some of its summer residents were still hanging around. This year's mild winter has enticed thrushes, ducks, swans, and yes, robins to stay in places like Scandinavia, not fly south. It's part of a changing migration pattern that ornithologists worry could put the birds at risk. On the line with us from Bedfordshire, England, is Graham Madge, spokesman for Britain's Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And where do these birds usually go and when do they usually leave?
Over the last few years, it's now not unusual to see birds that should really be sunning themselves in southern Africa, in southern England. Birds like swallows, for example, and a very familiar bird across North America as it is Europe. These birds really should be heading south, but increasingly what we're seeing with climate change is that conditions in parts of Europe and even in parts of Britain in midwinter are suitable for these birds to stay over. We're only talking about a tiny number, but even so, it's regarded as being highly significant.
So what's threatening to them, conceivably, if they stay in Europe and even southern England?
We know already that birds like great tits, a relative of the chickadee in North America, these birds are currently, they have their young at the time of maximum emergence of insects. Mm-hmm. What we're increasingly seeing, though, is the two cycles becoming out of sync. And that's leading some ornithologists to worry that if nature's great cycles do become separated, then that will pose some quite profound effects for wildlife that will have to adapt at a faster rate than it's ever had to adapt before.
To be able to find the food and shelter, perhaps, to support themselves?
Indeed. And that will pose potentially a threat for native wildlife as well.
Because there'll be more competition for the food supply, insects, and etc.?
And on top of the fact that we're living in a modified landscape that's never been as modified as it is now. With intensive agriculture, with development, we're putting our land under tremendous pressure. And we're expecting wildlife to be able to cope with these twin pillars.
Well, what about a migrating bird, say, somewhere in Scandinavia? I won't pretend to know where. Who would ordinarily migrate to Africa, but might still be in Scandinavia because of relatively warm temperatures in Europe this year. Is there some danger that if a sudden cold snap strikes in January, that bird won't be able to get out in time?
Yes, that's very true. Most of the birds that are migrants, those that spend the winter in Africa, by and large will be insect-eating birds, and they escape our cold weather because obviously there are not many insects at a cold season. Frosts and hard weather will kill them off. So when we do get the occasional hard snap, then that does mean that those birds will be very, very vulnerable. In the UK currently, we have a bird called the blackcap. This is a type of warbler, a robin-sized bird. We never used to get them here in winter. They used to be a summer visitor, and then in the autumn we used to wave them goodbye and wait for them to arrive again next spring. Increasingly now, we are getting birds coming in from Germany and Austria that are spending the winter in the UK. This is believed to be a habit that they're learning. But with the occasional cold winter, that could probably kill off that population.
Mr. Madge, do you know if these climate changes are affecting birds in other parts of the world?
Yes, they certainly are. The RSPB this week and our partners in the Falkland Islands have published a study looking at the impacts of climate change on penguins. We believe that penguins in the Falkland Islands are short of food. We know that birds in some of the African mountains are having to move uphill as conditions change very rapidly. It's something that with climate change we are going to have to accept that we probably will lose some species inevitably as a result of climate change. But it's a case of trying to hang on to as many as we possibly can.
Graham Madge, who's spokesman for Britain's Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Thanks very much.
Thank you.